It's a bait and kill project on an unprecedented scale. There are an estimated 15 to 20,000 deer in the 411 square mile eradication zone near Mount Horeb. The goal is to use the bait to kill as many of them as possible by the end of March. The DNR has already established more than 150 bait piles, each consisting of 200 pounds of corn mixed with molasses. Landowners in the area have either agreed to shoot the deer that come to feed at the piles themselves or to allow sharpshooters to do it for them. The DNR's Greg Matthews says if more landowners and the weather cooperate, the effort should be successful.
We can keep snow on the ground, and we establish a sufficient amount of bait piles, and it stays cold, we can shoot a heck of a lot of deer.
Matthews says while some landowners have already killed as many as 50 deer on their property, others in the area are refusing to cooperate with the bait-and-shoot plan. He says some just don't believe the massive kill is the right way to stop the spread of CWD. Others are only interested in killing bucks with large antlers for trophies, and still others are hoping the state will offer a bounty for killing deer to stop the spread of the disease.
Given the budget situation, I wouldn't bet on that. We have various factions out there, but if you put them all together, it is providing an oasis for deer, and it's impacting on the number of deer that we have an opportunity to shoot.
The department has sent 2,800 letters to landowners asking for permission to establish bait piles. Matthew says so far the response is encouraging. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.